Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Kuf Lamed Hei, Sifim Yud and Yud Aleph. We're going to talk about calling up a Kohen after a Kohen, or a Levi after a Levi, and what to do if a Kohen or a Levi is called up but is not present in Shul. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud. Nohagu likros Kohen achar Kohen behefsek Yisrael b'nehem. The practice is to call up a Kohen after a Kohen if a Yisrael was called up in between. Va'omer hachazon kishakori lasheni, when he calls up the second Kohen, so the Gabbai says, afa pisha hu Kohen. Even though this person is a Kohen, he's getting the aliyah. V'chayotzi b'zeh noagin b'levi achar levi. The same applies to calling up a Levi after a Levi. Says the Rama, v'lachin muter la'alos gamkin l'maftir b'chiyai gavna. Therefore, it's permitted to call up a Kohen for maftir in this manner as well. If he's called up for maftir without his name, so then we don't have to be concerned for his status at all, because his name is not being called up. So what exactly is the meaning of calling a Yisrael in between? Says the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Aleph, Peirush, Shekarim etchila kol ha-seder ketakonas chachamim. The order of Kohen Levi Yisrael was followed. Kohen Levi v. Yisrael. So, az muter lachzor v'likro Kohen. So then it would be permitted to call up a Kohen once again. V'hu adin dim ein sham Levi v'kar ha-Kohen pa'amayim v'achar kach Yisrael nami muter lachzor v'likro Kohen. The same applies if there's no Levi in Shul, the Kohen is called up twice, once for Rishon, the second time for Sheni, and then Shlishi goes to a Yisrael, so then the Kohen can be called up again afterwards. V'chein muter likro sham Levi b'chol alios sheyirtzu. Likewise, you can call up the Levi for any aliyos, once the Yisrael got one in between, v'chol shekin la'achron or l'maftir, and certainly for the last aliyah or for maftir, v'yatam, the reason why is the leka l'meichash kan l'fegamash arishon b'zeh. If a Yisrael interrupted in between, so then we don't have any concern for suspicion of the Kohen or Levi status when he goes later. The im have pagum miyad hayu miranin in acharov. If he truly had a compromised status, so then the rest of the tzibur would have accused him of such and would have notified the gabbai. Vahayu korin acher b'mekomo, and they would have called somebody else in his place. V'lohayu mamtinin ad acher kriyas Yisrael. They wouldn't have waited until after the Yisrael read. So there, since the Yisrael read in between, there's no concern of people suspecting the status of the first Kohen or Levi. V'lev gamo shal sheni nami lekol ameichash sheyomru ala Kohen or Levi shem chalalim. There's also no concern that people will say about the second Kohen or Levi that their kedusha has been lost. The ha'omrim afapi shuhu Kohen b'chein b'Levi shuhu Levi, because the Gabbai states explicitly that he's getting this aliyah despite the fact that he's a Kohen or despite the fact that he's a Levi. So there's no reason to think that that his kedusha has been lost. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis, v'chayotei bozeh noagim v'chule. The same applies to calling up a Levi after a Levi. Rotzalomar, af agav d'amrina b'sif test a Levi achar Levi lo yikra. Even though we said earlier that we don't call up a Levi back to back with another Levi, ha'cha kevan shehifsek yisrael bin tayim v'gam omer af apishu Levi. Here, because a Yisrael gets an aliyah in between, and we say for the second one, despite the fact that he's a Levi, so therefore there's no concern, as we explained above. Lamed gimel lamafter b'chia gavna, the Kohen or the Levi can get maftir. Rotzalomar sheyazger gamkein shehu Kohen or Levi. It should be mentioned that he's a Kohen or he's a Levi. When you call up the person for maftir, you say ha Kohen or ha Levi. Lamed dalid Kohen o Levi. So let's go back to the Rama over here in Se'if Yud. V'yesh omrim de'ein likros Kohen o Levi l'minyan shiva. There are those who say that a Kohen or a Levi should not be called up for the rest of the seven aliyos. Aval la'achar shenishlam haminyan yecholim likros Kohen o Levi. But after the seven aliyos have been finished, so then the Kohen or Levi can receive aliyos the aliyos afterwards. V'cheino agin b'medinos elu, that's the minog in Ashkenaz. V'miu b'malkum tzorechu d'chak, yesh lismo chasvar rishona. In pressing situations, we can rely on the first opinion that a Kohen or a Levi can get aliyos even within the seven aliyos, as long as a Yisrael received an aliyah in between. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Dalet. Kohen Olevi v'chulei, v'hu adin afilu im yirtzeh la'asos seder chadash. According to the second opinion, even if one wants to do a new seder, the hainu Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, so you want to do Kohen Levi Yisrael for the first and second and the third, and then another Kohen Levi v'Yisrael for the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Gam kein asur l'shita zo. According to the second opinion, that would be prohibited. Kevan shehu b'soch sheva kruim, because those alios are part of the seven. Kosvu haposkim de betainis lo yala kohen olivi the maftir. The poskim write that on a fast day, a kohen or a levi should not get maftir shehu miminin akruim, because the maftir is part of the main set of aliyos, sheha maftir hu ashlishi, because the maftir is also the third aliyah. Vim ein sham yisrael ayodea lahaftir makrin achirim oso. If there's no Yisrael who knows how to do the maftir, so then others should read it along together with him. Lamed hei leminyan shiva, v'hu adin b'yomtif l'chamishi. The same thing would apply on a yomtif for the fifth aliyah. Uvidiyeven im tov v'kor the kohen o levi be'emtza minin akruim. If it so happened that they called up a kohen or a levi for one of the middle aliyos after a Yisrael already went, im efshar l'hachlif b'maftir o b'acharon, if they can push him off until maftir or acharon, meaning an aliyah following the main set of aliyos, so then yamtin b'teva v'yikru acher b'mekomo. So then the kohen or the levi should wait at the bima, somebody else should be called in his place, v'hu yale l'acharon o l'maftir, and he will receive the last aliyah or the maftir. Vim I efshar, but if that's not possible, so then kivan shal ala lo yered. Once he goes up to the bima, so then he doesn't come back. Vivarich. Instead, he should say the brach and receive the aliyah. Uchmosh mesayim harama de bemakom tzorich udechak yesh lismoch asvara rishona. Because the Rama says that in pressing situations, we rely upon the first opinion that the kohen or the levi can get one of the middle aliyos, and this would be considered a pressing situation. Lamed vav v'chi noagin v'chulei. We said in the Rama that our practice is not to call up a kohen or a levi for one of the main aliyos. Uvilevush kosav, so the levush writes, the chayom afilu la'achar shiva kruim ain anu nohagin the krosan ela la'acharon shebahem v'chein lemaftir. Nowadays, our practice is that even after the seven aliyos, if there are multiple hosafos, so then the kohen or the levi is called up only for the last hosafa that we call acharon, or for the maftir. V'chein atiku sharei achronim, and other achronim agree. V'atam isa b'levush, the reason why is as follows. Dolo chayshinun ba'achron lepigam. There's no concern of a suspicious status when it comes to the last aliyah. Ki adarabah, the opposite is true. Badoras halalu, nowadays, mechashvin acharon chashiv mikulam, lefishu mesayim ha'parsha. The last aliyah is considered the most important of all, because he's the one who finishes off the parsha. V'lagadol shebetzibur koron la'achron. You call up the greatest person for the last aliyah. V'afapish according to Acharav HaMaftir, even though after that there's also going to be one more Aliyah of Maftir, Hari Mafsikin Beinovina Maftir Bekadish. But nonetheless, there is a Kaddish that separates the two. So it's still the Acharon is still considered to be concluding the Parsha. V'gam B'Maftir Im Makpidin Im Hukoin, Da'ava Ketchila Skriya Uchidil Kamei. So Maftir also, we're not Makpid about giving maftir to a kohen or a levi, because it's considered like a new kriya. Va'afilu im ho'acharon hayagam kein kohen. Even if the last aliyah of the parsha was given to the kohen, if the last hosafa was given to a kohen, ein choshushin bishum kohen achar kohen, there's no problem of also giving the maftir to the kohen and having back-to-back kohanim get aliyos, kivan she'akadish mafsik b'nein, because the kaddish interrupts between the two. Ad kan l'shon ha'levosh. That's the opinion of the levosh. U'mikom makom b'makom tzorech, in a pressing situation, kigon she'yashnei chasanim v'shoshminim, if there's two grooms, and they have lots of groomsmen, u'lechol echon mehen yash kohanim u'levim, and each one has a bunch of kohanim and levim, chulkin es ha'parsha l'shnayim, you break up the parsha into two. Metchila korin shiva gavri la'echad, first, you read seven aliyos for one of the chasanim and his group, and then you read more aliyos for the second chasan and for his group. Kosvu ha'achronim de besimchas Torah shemotzin shlosha sifrei Torah. The achronim write that on simchas Torah, when we take out three sifrei Torah, yichum liyos shlosha kohanim. All three aliyos can be given to the kohanim. Echad chasan Torah, ve'echad chasan breishis, ve'echad maftir. Chasan Torah, chasan breishis, and maftir. And Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah, they can all be given to the Kohen. Kevan Shakol Echad Kori B'Sefer Acher, because in this case, each one is going to be reading from a different Sefer. Avol Berosh Chodesh Teves Shachol fall on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos, Shiyash Gam Kein Shlosha Svarim, there's going to be three Svarim, one for Chanukah, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for the Parsha Sashavua. So as B'Sefer Harishon Shekarin Bo Parsha Sashavua, Ein Nirkos LaKohen LeVasov. In the first Sefer, where we read Parsha Sashavua, you should not call up the Kohen at the end. Af Im Hosifu V'Kari Bo Yoser Meshiva, even if they had Hosafos more than the seven Aliyos, L'Fishi Adayin Ein Mashlim En Akriya B'Sefer Azeb, because the reading is not going to be finished in this Sefer. The person who's concluding the reading is really concluding in the second sefer when we read Rosh Chodesh. In the second sefer, where the last aliyah finishes off the reading, and in the last sefer, where we read from the reading of Chanukah and the Nesiim for Maftir, in those case, for those aliyos, Rashaim Nirkos LaKohen, Lios Achron, Vegam Kohen, the Maftir. You can call up a Kohen to be the Achron and to be a Maftir. V'chein v'shabesh al parshas shkalim, ol shal parshas hachodesh, ol chabar osh chodesh, yash gam kein shlosha svarim. In other cases where you have three svarim, like shkalim on Shabbos, or parshas hachodesh on Shabbos, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In Likros Kohen Lahashem Makriya B'Sefer HaRishon. You should not call up a Kohen to be the last Aliyah of the first Sefer. Rak B'Shnei Sfarim HaAchronim Rashoim Likros Kohanim LaAchron LaMaftir. Rather, only in the last two Sfarim you can call up a Kohen to be the Acharon or to be a Maftir. Acharon meaning the Hosafa, the last Hosafa. Kmosha Kasavti, as we've written earlier. He's quoting here from the Shari Ephraim. V'ayin sham b'pischei sha'arim, ma shehivi o b'shem ha'primigodim le'nin cholamoy cha'pesach v'tama alav. So check out the pischei sha'arim of the Shari Ephraim, where he quotes from the primigodim, and he expresses bewilderment at what the primigodim writes. What does the primigodim write? So take a look at footnote 46, where in the Dirshu, it's quoted, Shakasa sham le'nin cholamoy pesach, shafa pisha omrim kadesh achar sefer Torah ha'sheni, after Shahaola Ho'achron b'sefer Torah Harishon v'amafter b'sefer Torah Hasheni Yu Kohanim. Prima Gadim writes that when it comes to Cholamoi Pesach, the last, the third Aliyah, as well as the Maftir, can be given to Kohanim. V'tama Alav ha'pischei sha'arim sham. Pischei sha'arim says, I don't understand. Shabi emos ha'chol shakorim b'sefer Torah Hasheni l'Revi. You're going to use the Sefer Torah for Revi. B'vaday she'in l'ikor l'kohen. Certainly should not call up a Kohen, because it's part of the Iker, it's part of the main set of Aliyos. B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Hare Omrim Kaddish, Bein HaKriya HaRishon Ol HaShniya, Va'af Below Sefer Torah Sheini Muter. And when it comes to Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't even need a second Sefer, because there's a Kaddish that interrupts in between. So it doesn't understand what the Prima Gadim is saying. Now continues the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, B'Makom Matzorech U'Dechak, Kigon b'simchas Torah chai gavna. What's considered a pressing situation? A situation like simchas Torah, yash lismoch demiyat shakar shlosha kruim arishonim, Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, once you have the first set of three aliyos of Kohen Levi v'Yisrael, mutter lekos acharkach Kohen o'Levi, you can call up another Kohen or a Levi, chumosho kasavti le'elbadas ha'mechaber, as we explained earlier, for the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Vida. So we should know that filu im nismoch asfar rishona, even if we're going to follow the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, mikol makom, yesh harbe rishona ve'achronim, there are many, many, many rishonim and achronim who hold, shesovrim she'in the hake likros kohen ve'levi ba'alma, you can't just call up a kohen or a levi generally, ela imkin yasu seder chadash, da'inu kohen ve'levi v'yisrael, you have to make a new order, kohen levi v'yisrael, 1, 2, 3, kohen ve'levi v'yisrael, 4, 5, 6. De'bizeh ein nachush lepegama klal, shiomru alav she'inu kohen. We're not going to have, if you follow this order, you're not going to have any concern of people suspecting the Kohen status, because Shari Kohen Achron of Levi, because a Levi is always following the Kohen. Avo below say there in the Kohen Olevi Mishul Pegama. Without this order, you shouldn't call up a Kohen or a Levi, because people will come to suspect that the Kohen or the Levi status is compromised. Ulefis Varazo Afilu La Achron on the Maftir in the Kohen Velevi. According to this reasoning, we really shouldn't be calling up the Kohen or the Levi for the last Hosafa or for Maftir either. Ela Shebezek Farnagu Ha'olam LaHakel. But when it comes to the last Hosafa and Maftir, so the Minag HaOlam has become that we are lenient about that, and we do call up a Kohen or a Levi for those Aliyos. V'chein Sasmu HaAchronim, that is the conclusion of the Achronim, Kmo Shokosav HaLevosh B'taymah Shaldavar V'chein Nizkul Le'el, as the Levosh explained earlier, as we saw. V'yakin Min HaNochon Lizar B'zeh L'Krosam Davko Ala Seder, so if we're going to call up the Kohen or the Levi, the Kohen or the Levi in the middle Aliyos, we should do so specifically following the order of Kohen Levi V'Yisrael. V'afilu even if we're calling up the Kohen of the Levi after the seven Aliyos for Hosafos, we should still be following the order of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Continues the Mechaber in Seif Yud Aleph. Yashmi Sha'omer Shem Kara HaChazon Kohen Olevi Ve'eno Sham. There is an opinion that if the Gabbai calls up the Kohen or the Levi and that person is not present, Lo Yikra La'acher B'Shem Mishum Pekamo Shal Rishon. You shouldn't call up another person by name, lest people suspect the Kohen or the Levi status of the person who's not there. Ela'acher Ya'ala Me'atzmo. Rather, someone should go to get the Aliyah on his own. And the Ramah comments, V'chi Noagu, that is our practice. Comments the Mishnah Brura over here in Lamed Ches, Kohen or Levi, Avol be Yisrael im kira'u ve'ino sham. If they called up Yisrael and he wasn't there, Yachol lekros la'acher b'shmo. So then you could call up somebody else by name. The be Yisrael lo shayach pigama, because the whole notion of a suspected status is not relevant to a Yisrael. Da'afilu mamzer muter la'alos la'torah. Even someone who does have a compromised status, a mamzer, is allowed to get an aliyah. Va'afilu kishakur, l'kamantzim in rish bebeis siv gimel, as we'll see later on. Now, what if you call up a Yisrael, he's not there, then you call up somebody else, and then the first Yisrael returns. So the Kaf HaChaim in footnote 48 says that he doesn't have a right to an aliyah, but the proper conduct is to call him up for another aliyah. Are there any exceptions to this rule? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamites, Vim also Kohen Mispalel, if they called up a Kohen, but that Kohen is davening, Mutri Likros Ha'acher B'Shem, so then you could call up another Kohen by name. Everybody sees that the only reason why the first Kohen is not going up to get the aliyah is because he's still davening, so they're not going to suspect his status. What is the concern over here? People are going to think that once the first Kohen was called up, it became known that he had a compromised status. They're going to suspect him. If they called up the first one and he wasn't there, they can still call up his son by name. Because if it were really true that the first one had a compromised status, so then his child would also. So if you're calling up the child, then it must be that the first one doesn't have a compromised status. Aval aviv aser. However, you can't call up the father. To yomru aviv nasa grusha mikvar. People will say that the father married a grusha and then divorced the grusha. Shehaav kosher ve'aben chala. He had a child with the grusha, but then divorced her. So now the father still has his kedusha, but the son is a chala. The son was born from an illicit Kohen marriage and therefore doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna. So people will come to suspect the child of not having Kedushas Kuhuna if they call the father second. What if you have two brothers who are twins? So can and one of them is called and is not there. Can the second one be called by his name? Because in this case also we should say, well, they certainly have the same status. So if you're calling up the second one, then obviously the first one has the same status as the second. So the Prima Gondim says no, because people don't necessarily know that the two people are twins, and they're going to suspect the first of having a compromised status. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Mem Aleph, Ya'ale Me'atzmo, the Ramah said that instead of calling up another Kohen, somebody else should go up by himself. If they called up a Kohen or a Levi for the last Hosafa or for Maftir, V'kori La'acher, and he's not there, and they call up somebody else, Afa Pisha Acher Hugamkin, Kohen or Levi, even if the other person is also a Kohen or a Levi, Mutter the Kroso B'Shem, it's still permitted to call him by his name. It's not relevant over here to say that it became known that the first one had a compromised status. The Ha Yisrael Gamkin, Mutter La'alos La'acher. Because you could easily just call up a Yisrael for Achron or for Maftir. So you're not proving anything by calling up another a Kohen for the last Hosafa or for the Maftir. The Ramah continues in Sif Yod Aleph, Shliach Tzibor Shehu Kohen, Yachol Likro Kohen Acher La Torah. The Shliach Tzibor, if he's a Kohen and he's in charge of calling up the Aliyos, he can call up another Kohen for the Aliyah. There's no problem with that. And the Mishnah Brura clarifies, Ve'in Choshushin Bezeh Lefegamo Shel Atzmo. We're not concerned that people will suspect the Shliach Tzibor status. She'akol Yodim, everybody knows, She'kimat Shu Shliach Tzibor, since he's the Shliach Tzibor, Ein Tzvar Lomar She'itcha Kol HaKohanim Ilalos. There would be no reason to assume that he would override all other Kohanim from getting an Aliyah. Ve'lo B'nei Shu Pagum, he's not giving bring the aliyah to somebody else because his own status is compromised. Va'afilu im haskan hu kohen, even if the assistant is a kohen, shebiyado likros l'chol mi sheyirtze, and he has the power to call up anyone for an aliyah. O b'makom shekonin mitzvos aliyos la'torah ve'akona mitzvos ha'mitzvos hu kohen olevi, or you're in a place where people purchase the aliyos to the Torah, and the person who purchases is a kohen or a levi. Yachol litzavos likros l'kohen o levi acher ve'im b'zev yishol pegam. That kohen or levi can instruct to call up a different kohen or levi, and there's no concern that the person who purchased the aliyah, who's a kohen, has a compromised status. Yachol yodim shaderech ulechavir acherim. Everybody knows that the normal way is to honor others with the aliyah that you purchased, and therefore there wouldn't be a concern for the status of the person who bought the aliyah. Next time around, we will continue, Emir Tzashem, with Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Sifim Yud Beis, through Yud Dalit. Have a wonderful day.